It was Francis Bacon that first told us knowledge is power, but he didn't specify who gets that power. Is it the person who learns or the person who teaches? For one Arizona State Senator, knowledge can be tailored to make kids more partisan and biased.
You want to train your children to have certain political beliefs? Well, do that in your own time and do that outside of the school system.
But for a student in Tucson, knowledge means something entirely different.
We've missed out on who we are as a people. We've missed out on our stories. We missed out on the opportunity to tell our stories. If anything, we've been silenced this entire time.
Knowledge of ethnic history can bring feelings of pride and of anger. The more you know, the more dangerous you are. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 13th. Has there ever been a time in American history when we've really been able to separate politics from education?
Well, it's certainly in Arizona they're having difficulty. The debate over ethnic studies is coming right up, that's for sure. Let's get a check of the morning top news stories. President Obama and Afghan President Hamid Karzai tried to patch up their differences in Washington yesterday. President Obama says the U.S. will do more to limit civilian casualties in Afghanistan, but he warned there'd be more fighting as NATO prepares for an assault on the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar.
One thing that I've tried to emphasize is the fact that there's going to be some hard fighting over the next several months.
NATO says it killed an estimated 45 insurgents in several attacks across Afghanistan overnight. Los Angeles has joined the boycott against Arizona for its tough new law targeting illegal immigration. The city council voted to bar businesses from signing contracts with Arizona-based companies unless the law is repealed.
And there's another twist on this story that we heard about yesterday. A new law was passed and signed by the governor in Arizona banning ethnic studies in some school districts. Joining us now, Curtis Acosta, a Tucson area high school teacher. Curtis teaches classes on Latino literature. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give me an example, Curtis, of something that you teach in your class. Give me an example of an essay question that you might ask me.
Well, our literature often focuses on stories that contradict or confront stereotypes for Chicanos, Latinos, and urban youth. And so I'd ask something to that effect, or something that about the empowerment of Latinos or Chicanos due to the fact that not a lot of our stories have been told through history and through mass media.
Okay, we're going to talk more with you about what you teach and what you may not teach in the future. Curtis Acosta, stay with us.
Bad wiring, a leak in the blowout preventer, and ceiling problems were just some of the problems brought to light by BP internal documents on that oil leak in the Gulf. Congressional hearings yesterday, lawmakers seemed barely able to contain their frustration. Democrat Bart Stupak says a 2001 report detailed more than 200 ways the equipment designed to stop an oil leak could fail.
How can a device that has 260 failure modes be considered fail-safe?
Today in the Gulf, crews are getting ready to place another containment box over the leaking wellhead. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan met with senators on Capitol Hill yesterday. The New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says he wants to know whether eight big banks duped rating agencies. Our partner, the New York Times, says the banks may have given misleading information to inflate the grades of mortgage securities. More later in the show.
And more in bank news. The banks repossessed nearly 100,000 homes last month, but the housing crisis may actually be improving. The number of households facing the possibility of foreclosure is down about 2% in the past year. That's according to a report from Realty Track. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up. European indices up. Futures, though, are down. The Dow starts at 10,896, the S&P at 1,171, and the NASDAQ at 2,425. We're continuing a conversation today, one that got started online. We know that a third of Americans welcome the idea of a third party in politics. What third party would you make? What would you call it? What would its platform be? We're going to talk about this in a half an hour, but call us at 8778-MYTAKE or post it at thetakeaway.org.
Coming up, Arizona, education, politics, and the culture wars.